Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, this is David Nagel, and welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you're stuck, we're going to get you unstuck. So this podcast is it's kind of a tribute to a great question that I got from a loyal fan, Kelly, who sent in some questions, and I answered her questions by email, and I was really thinking about the things that she was asking that have to do with self-confidence. And I wanted to cover it because it is probably the single most important emotional asset in order to build a business and to influence people and to be able to take risks and really go out there and, you know, brand yourself and make a difference in your life, period. So I want to go through this because there's an interesting thing about when we're changing or we're building emotional intelligence for ourselves, and when we're coming from the place where we've got total killer self-confidence. I mean, where we can go out there and just crush the shit out of life because nothing rattles us emotionally. We don't take things personally. We really don't give a flying fuck when anybody thinks about us, and we're going out there and we're just making it happen every day and really enjoying the hell out of our life. How do you get there? How does that happen? Well, there's a few things to understand first. Number one, if you were taking a little child and you're raising that child from birth, you're dealing with a mind that is basically blank. It's a blank slate. It can be molded any way that you want to mold that mind. So it's actually easy to develop self-confidence in a child if you have a parent that knows what they're doing and how to build self-confidence in a child. But when you have a parent that does not understand, number one, they don't have much self-confidence themselves. Most parents are extraordinarily insecure on various different levels in their life. And that insecurity kind of sends a mixed message with almost everything that they do and transfers over into the child. So then the child is growing up, and they're very insecure about a lot of things. They have not developed core skill sets emotionally to be able to handle adversity in life, which is like, you know, I have to say that one of the biggest mistakes that we've been making with children is not teaching them how to handle adversity. And if you don't teach a child how to handle adversity, they're going to grow up and they're going to be extremely entitled. They're going to be extremely insecure. And they're just going to constantly get knocked down with everything that they do. If somebody looks at them the wrong way, they're going to be offended. And they go into an emotional spin, and then they can't get out of their own way. So having said that about children, what we need to understand is when we get to the point as adults where we wake up and go, you know, I really am realizing that there's a lot of areas of my life that I'm not confident in, and I need to change that. How do I change that? Because if you want to live your dreams, if you want to achieve and receive the success that you were born to have in your life, you're going to have to develop killer self-confidence. There's just no question about it. So let's take a look at what that looks like. There's a couple of foundational ideas that I want to lay down first, because you've got to change the truths that you believe in as foundational thought going through life in order to build this confidence. Otherwise, it's kind of built on sand, and then it shifts. It doesn't work. The reason for that would be if your core principles about how you believe life works is if they're not like grounded in something that's really true, then when something contradicts that in life, everything that you've stacked your belief system on starts to, you know, starts to topple like a Jenga game, right? So the first thing is to understand that we all have a purpose. Every form of life has a purpose, and human beings have a purpose. Every one of us has a unique individual purpose for being here. Our job is to find out what that purpose is, develop it, develop ourselves so that we can step into that purpose and bring it to the world. That purpose is going to do two, it has two main functions, basic functions. Not that it doesn't have more than that, but the two basic functions are this. One, it's going to be in service to people, right? That's what your purpose is. If you look at every form of life, it's in service to something else. So that means just by its DNA, the way that it's designed to be in the world, it is totally going to bring value to other life. It may not bring value to all life, but it brings value to certain parts of life. Human beings are the same way. If you're one of those individuals that says, I want to just go out there and change the world, but you haven't really changed anything in your own life or whatever, you're really just living in a fantasy land. What you want to really do is think about, how do I change my own life and how do I take my unique purpose and start making an impact on the people that are around me and then spread that out. And then who knows, maybe someday you may change the world. But without confidence, what we end up doing is going into magical thinking, and magical thinking always crashes and burns. So you have a purpose. Number one, your job is to find out what that purpose is. Your job is to build skill sets, emotional intelligence, IQ, EQ, and go out there and really start to make a difference from where you are to where it is that you want to go. Your purpose is unique. That means that, yes, there is something that is special about you, not from an egotistical standpoint, special meaning that it's different. It's your purpose is different, and the way that you show up in the world and provide that purpose is different than what anybody else is going to do. So that is like a nugget that you could take in for yourself, even if you don't really understand what it is yet. And you could say, yeah, that's in there. That's inside me already. I don't have to go out and learn it. I've got to uncover it. And then I have to build upon that, right? I think that that's pretty cool. I think that every person can feel that inside themselves to some degree. They just have to dig and begin to experience things in life so that they can find out exactly what it is. Because it is kind of like putting the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle together, right? You're trying to see, well, how does this experience fit, and which way do I have to move it, and where's the colors and the edges so that I can start to see the patterns of what this is? What do I really like? What makes me happy? What can I spend hours doing that I absolutely love? All of that is pointing to something very special and unique inside of yourself. The next thing is that you've got to set goals. Goals give our life direction, okay? When we set a goal, we're saying, I am going to move and grow and apply and contribute in this direction until I get to that specific destination. So while if we have the overall purpose of our life is not a destiny, that is a journey that continues on as long as we're in this lifetime. But the individual goals that we set for ourselves do have very specific destinations, right? Like if you want to get down to a certain weight, or you want to be able to run a certain distance, or if you want to be able to lift a certain weight, or you want to build your endurance, or you want to hit a specific financial goal in your life, or you want to land a specific job, or you want to get to know certain people, or you want to create a business for yourself, or multiple businesses for yourself. All of these things are very specific goals that are measurable and give us feedback as to what we need to do in order to accomplish the goal. I think that when a person sets a goal, they really need to set a goal that for something that they want, right? So there's a mistake that people make that they don't even realize that they're making when they usually set goals. Very often we're setting goals that aren't our own. They actually belong to somebody else. Because until we build extraordinary self-confidence, what we're doing is we're running around with other people's thoughts in our mind of who we should be, what we should do, how we should experience life, what we should think, who we should hang around. And then, of course, there's all the things that what you shouldn't do, right? So it's never just one-sided. If somebody put an idea in your mind that you should be this, like if your parents said to you, you should be a doctor or you should be a lawyer, they're basically telling you that you shouldn't be anything else. So there's two sides to everything. If you're doing one behavior in your life, if you have a dysfunctional behavior, right? It's not that when you look at, I want to start exercising. It's not that you're just not exercising. You're doing something else that fills that time and that space. And that has to be changed also. So it's letting go of one thing and then grabbing onto something else. And with goals, we have to understand that when we set a goal, that is also going to fill time and space in our life. And we have to be willing to let go of whatever it is that's taking up that time and space, or move it or reallocate it to a different time and space so that we can put in the time in order to achieve the goal. Now, when we're achieving goals, we have to develop commitment. And a lot of times I find that one of the most foundational pieces of self-development, which is learning how to build self-trust, and it's absolutely essential for building really solid self-confidence, is that we have integrity with our word. We will be our word. If we say we're going to do something, we are going to do it. Now, that's a muscle, okay? Very often, we're raised in an environment where excuses are accepted for almost everything. And hopefully, as we go through life, there will be somebody that we will run into that will not accept our excuses and hold us to a higher level of accountability. Most people probably have run into a person like that. And the question is, what did you do when you ran into that person? Did you say, oh, this person's an asshole, and move away from them because you didn't want to have to look at the fact that you were making an excuse? Or was it a wake-up call for you where you said, you know something? I need to change this behavior if I'm actually going to accomplish what I want in life. Whatever it is, the whole idea is that you just acknowledge whatever it is and that you reset and start to rebuild the idea that you can build trust with yourself. It's very difficult to accomplish anything if you can't trust yourself. I mean, it just is not going to happen. You have to really be solid in the idea that if you say that you're going to do something, that you're going to follow through and you're going to do it. Like I said, that everything has an opposite, right? So if you're a person who says that they're going to do something and they don't do it, what you're actually doing is you're destroying any self-confidence that you have. You're building the habit of breaking your word. You're becoming weaker. And before you know it, you really can't accomplish anything because you can't trust yourself to do what it is that you said that you're going to do. So it is absolutely essential that you start to put this into employment in your life, that you're going to be your word. Now, I'll give you a couple of suggestions around this that I think that are very important. When you start to do this, or anything that you start to do, one of the things that's essential to success is to understand where you are in your growth and in your skill sets in order to get where it is that you want to go. Because if you don't understand where you are, you will start where you, your ego tells you that you are. And usually that is either in a made up place that isn't true, like you're further ahead. Your ego is telling you that you're further ahead and that you don't need to do certain things or grow in certain areas in order to get there. Or your ego is kind of self-deprecating where it's saying, I'm just not that good. I just, you know, I don't think that I could possibly, you know, do this or achieve this or build that skill set, or I don't have the talent. It starts to tell you everything that's wrong with you. So you've got to get a solid idea of where you really are. What's the best way to do that? Look at your results. Your results will not lie to you. They tell you exactly where you are all the time. So if you look at a couple of things in your results, this will be very important in order for you to build killer self-confidence. One, what are the specific results that you have in your life in general, in every area of your life, right? How are you in your business or your work? And be brutally honest with yourself. How are you in your relationships? How are you in your health? How are you in your finances? And on and on and on, every area of your life. Then ask yourself the question, as in relation to the goal that you're setting for yourself, where are you with your results as far as that goal goes, right? You may have no results, you may have some, you may have a lot. So you want to ask yourself, what are those results? Now, another piece of this is your environment, okay? Are you in the right environment that is going to allow you to build self-trust? Meaning that if we surround ourselves with things and people and activities that do not support us being our word, then what we have is encouragement not to be our word. And when we have encouragement not to be our word, when we're weak, when we're tired, when we don't feel like it, when we have been knocked down 10 times in one day, we're going to listen to whatever it is that's encouraging us to stop or take the day off or just rest or reevaluate that maybe this isn't the thing to do, or start creating ideas that are completely not true, like there's a deity that does not want you to have what it is that you want in life. We are extraordinarily susceptible to those suggestions. So we have to do a little house cleaning, right? If there's anything in your life that is suggesting that you can't be, do, or have whatever it is that you want, or you can't express yourself in the way that you want, you want to really take a good look at getting that the hell out of your life and getting it out fast. Because as long as it's there, it's going to be very difficult for you to have the support that you need in order to accomplish the goals that you want. And what becomes even more difficult is sometimes those people are actually very close to us. So you got to really do a good assessment of this so that you understand where you are. Then you start with the idea of asking yourself, okay, I'm going to relay a foundation of building self-trust. I'm going to build this muscle. I'm going to get to the point where I am ironclad with this. If I say I'm going to do it, damn it, it's going to get done. Now, if you're going to do that, you have to start where you are insofar as what will you keep your word with, right? So you have to look at yourself and be really honest. If you say to yourself, you're 50 pounds overweight and you're going to set a weight loss goal and you're going to set a goal to get back into shape again, probably saying to yourself, I'm going to run 10 miles a day starting tomorrow is an unrealistic way to try to keep your word. Because there's so many things that are probably against your ability to be able to do that, that you won't actually be able to keep your word with that. So, and this is with any area of your life, okay? You want to look at it and go, okay, here's the goal that I want to achieve. I need to start this new practice of saying what I'm going to do and keeping my word. What are the things that I'll actually keep my word with? And then you write those things down. so that you actually follow through on them. Now, when you do this, you're actually changing your subconscious habitual way of thinking around keeping your word and taking the actions that are necessary to keep your word. So you are changing that day after day after day because you're saying to yourself, hey, maybe it's every day I will make sure that my bed is made before I go to work in the morning. You know, that's a discipline that just allows you to keep your word. And it's not a difficult thing to do. You just make the bed before you go to work, right? You might be a person that doesn't make the bed before you go to work. You throw your clothes all over the floor and you're like, I'll get to it later. Start taking care of your own environment first and say, where can I start to make these practices in my life? And you may think to yourself, yeah, but you know, I got this goal to be a millionaire and to be an entrepreneur and do all this stuff. Yeah, great. But if you can't keep your word to make your bed every day, you're probably not going to get there when it comes to much bigger decisions. So what I will promise you is that if you start doing this with the small things in your life and then you keep adding to them, you're building that muscle, you're changing your subconscious thought around it, and it will build momentum. It will build momentum really quick. And this is where the self-confidence starts to change. Because as you do this, what you're doing is you're practicing self-love. You are building your self-esteem. You're changing your self-image into what's known as a winner's image because you're doing what you say that you'll do, and then you'll get a result, okay? So then the next piece comes in to this, where the result comes in. Because once we start being our word and doing the thing, we get a result, but the result is either going to be the result that we need to move forward, or it's going to be adversity. It's going to be a result that didn't work, right? And this is where understanding and awareness has to come in. A result that you get when you've taken action and you get a result that didn't work, or it failed, or something went wrong, or there was a challenge, or you find out that you need to do 10 other things that you didn't know that you were going to have to do. That's adversity, okay? And building self-confidence requires the overcoming of adversity. So that means that when you see this happen, not that you get upset by it, but then you start to understand, hey, I'm grateful for this because what this is going to do is it's going to allow me to grow in this area. I have to learn something new. I have to be something new. I have to show up in a different way. I have to act in a different way. I have to learn a skill set, whatever it is that adversity is actually suggesting to you in order for you to accomplish what you want, you've got to overcome it, okay? And you're going to have to overcome adversity after adversity after adversity after adversity. Why is this? Because the goal that you want to achieve is not something that you should know how to do. I mean, if you know how to do it, it's basically something out that you've done before. That's not a goal. That's a repetition of something in your past. A goal is setting a new achievement for yourself so that you can grow as a person and keep moving your life or your business forward. So that means you're going to have to learn new things. Now, in order to do that, there's a question you have to answer, and it's not finite in meaning that if this gets answered in the way that I'm about to tell you that it can't change, it absolutely can't change. You just have to ask yourself how you're operating with this question. Okay, here it is. Is your mind in fixed belief? Fixed belief means I don't think that I can learn. A lot of people actually suffer from this, right? For whatever reason, somebody told them this, they've made mistakes, and because lack of self-confidence, they gave up instead of actually overcoming adversity. In many different ways, lots of people develop the fixed belief mindset where they actually don't think that they can learn. That is not true for any person. That is not true for any person. It does not matter what happened to them in life. It does not matter if they have a mental illness. It does not matter if they have some kind of a disability. It does not matter. The mind is extraordinarily plastic, and it can learn, and it can grow, and it can do so at any age, but it needs to be exercised. But before it can do that, you have to accept the belief that you have a flexible mind, meaning that you have the ability to learn. You do have the ability to learn. Everybody has the ability to learn. If you don't believe me, go look it up on Google and do some research on it yourself. But I guarantee you, you have the ability to learn. And never, ever, ever listen to anybody that tells you that you don't have the ability to learn, because they're completely full of shit. You have the ability to learn. You have the ability to overcome adversity, which is going to allow you, as you overcome each adversity, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. You're getting more effective with every time that you do it, and you start to get the result that you're looking for. When you do this, your confidence skyrockets, man. I mean, you will. It's unbelievable, but you've got to push yourself to go out there and do things that are uncomfortable. If you know that you're going to have to become a more gregarious person in order to meet people to help you advance your business and your life, then start off by having conversations with people that you run into on a daily basis, more than just, you know, the polite hello, good morning, good evening, how are you type of thing, and then we don't say anything else and we just kind of move on. But you start forcing yourself to have conversations with people. Ask them how their day is doing. Ask them how they're doing, how their family is doing. Engage people. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you're going to grow. And you're going to develop the skill set to be conversational when you meet people. And then expand that to meeting different people, all different kinds of different people, and learn how to have conversations as you do that. Then you move into, as all of this is happening, your confidence is growing, you're building momentum in the direction that you want to go, you're getting the results that you want, which keep refeeding the whole idea of your confidence growing. When this happens, what does it do? It expands your mind. Because now you actually see, feel, and have experienced that you can set a goal, you can overcome adversity, and you could do something that you've never done before and actually make that happen in your life. So what does that do? It allows you to think of a bigger vision for yourself. So this is where your purpose starts to come into play. Because a lot of people don't think that they have a purpose, and really what they don't have is self-confidence. It takes self-confidence to be able to allow that vision of your purpose to come in. So this is actually the first step, you know, to really understanding what your purpose is in life and moving in that direction. So bigger goals, that's the next step. You set bigger goals for yourself. And then it's basically rinse and repeat. We're going to do the same thing all over again, right? You keep going, coming from the place of, I have a purpose. My purpose is unique. If I have this desire to set a goal, it's probably something that's needed on some level in society. I'm receiving that message so that I can contribute to society. I'm going to be my word. I'm going to keep building that muscle. That means that I develop more trust with myself, which means I can trust the things that I do more. I can trust what I'm learning. I can trust how I'm advancing in the world. Then I overcome adversity when something goes wrong, not right, or where I have to learn. And then again, you set bigger goals. So after you do a few repetitions of this in your life, then you've got the confidence, right? And as you step into bigger and bigger things, you get more and more confidence. And by the way, the more and more that you study things like universal laws, the laws of actually how to think based in truth, then you can look at things very objectively in life and non-emotionally. Because like if you're building a business, the last thing that you want to do is be looking at the business emotionally. You want to be able to look at the business from a factual data. You know, what is actually going on with the business? What decisions do I need to make? And also come from the place of understanding abundance, because if you're running on a lack mindset, then we default to making decisions based on what we don't have, which then in turn lowers our self-confidence. So That's what we got today. Everybody give a shout out to Kelly on this, because I taught this one because Kelly asked a magnificent question. So Kelly, I want to thank you very much. Continue to send in questions and we're going to answer them. If you're stuck, we're going to get you unstuck. Go out and rock it today. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.